This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Relationship Intervention.
After a breakup, are you supposed to give back the gifts? Can you help out Mix Mom Aria, whose daughter's going through a rough time? Good morning, Aria. Tell everybody your story.
Yeah, thanks for your help. So my 15-year-old daughter, she's going through her first breakup.
Oh, no, that's so tough.
No, it's really hard. So that's tough. Her boyfriend is 16, and they were together for like over a year. So, you know, in teenage years, that's a big deal. And
yeah, that is a long time for that age.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was doing okay with it, going through all the grief and everything. But unfortunately, so her ex-boyfriend now, so he gave her a necklace for their 1 year anniversary. It was like a really nice, like 14 karat gold necklace.
Oh,
had a little heart charm on it.
Oh, he spent a little bit of money. Feels like the start of a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, except his mom called me yesterday, and she, you know, we know each other. So we were like, you know, it's too bad these two aren't together anymore. And how are they doing? This is so sad. But she actually asked if he could have that necklace back.
Ooh, she's getting involved in this.
Yeah.
And why would he want it back? Oh, that's so cringe. The mom's getting involved in this.
She is. Yeah. She basically said, you know, this is really sad and this is awkward, but he spent his hard earned money on it and he wants to like return it, maybe get the money back. And
but he gave it to her as a gift.
Yeah. So, yeah. So my daughter was like crushed by this call. I mean, she just that he would actually ask for that back. Like I told his mom, we have no plans to give it back. Like it was a gift.
It was a gift. Yeah, she doesn't need to give it back. He chose to spend his money on that. That money is gone. It's a gift. And perhaps she still wants the necklace. Just because the relationship ended doesn't mean that the memories go away forever. When you give someone a gift, you aren't supposed to give it with strings attached.
I mean, it would literally be like giving someone a birthday gift and then asking for it back 3 months later. I mean,
I agree with you on this.
This sounds very
immature to me and kind of petty for the mom to get involved in this. He decided to spend his money and buy the gift. This is what happens. I don't think they can ask far back. If she had his sweatshirt or something that belonged to him, that would be a little bit different.
I get it. And I would like it to be up to her, though. If she wants to hold on to it right now for whatever reason, just to go process it, that should be up to her. If she wants to return it, then she's free to do that.
So what are her views? What does she want to do with the necklace?
Yes. I mean, it really hurt her feelings. So she's like really upset. She thinks it's cruel.
And she wants to hang on to the necklace.
For now, yeah. I mean, she doesn't appreciate, she wants the money.
Let me tell you, as someone that went through a divorce and did actually sell my jewelry, you don't get that much for it, people. You don't. This young kid is wanting that necklace back. I think he's going to get some money for it. I can't think this necklace was in the thousands. And Aria, your daughter was crushed when she asked for the necklace back. That's all you need to know. Your priority is your daughter, not her son. Therefore, she hangs on to the necklace. She hangs on to the necklace.
I think so, too.
It was a gift. That's what you think, too. Okay, well, and mixed moms, can you help this mixed mom here, Aria? Her daughter in a high school relationship together for a year. The young man bought her a very, very nice necklace. Well, they have since broken up. And now this young man's mom has reached out to Aria saying, hey, we'd like the necklace back. Should she have to give the necklace back? The daughter wants to hang on to it. The daughter was crushed that the other mom even asked for it back. Offer some advice here for Aria, 414-432-1099 on Relationship Intervention. And Aria, we are going to let you go so you can listen to the calls and the text messages coming in at 414-432-1099. We know it's a busy week, but we are going to touch base with you tomorrow, 8:20. You'll let us know what you and your daughter decided to do here, right?
Sounds good. Thanks for the help.
Absolutely. Again, that's 414-432-1099. Call or text. Help out Mixed Mom Aria and her daughter. Kashika, thanks for calling in to help out this Mixed Mom. So what do you think about the necklace?
You know what? In my personal opinion, because we've all been there, I'm a woman. Of course, I've had breakups myself. I think that this mom and this guy, they're POSs. It's so rude. Like, it's so vulgar. You gave this to this girl because you loved and cared for her.
Yeah.
And now because you're choosing to walk away from the relationship, I mean, it's not like she's causing you any problems or, like, begging you to be with her or anything. She, like, peacefully just allowed for you to walk away. You know, it's your decision, and now you're going to double back and try to hurt her even more by taking something that you gifted to her?
No.
Forget this guy. Forget his mom. She's not raising him right, and I would not give the necklace back.
There you go. And that's what a lot of these text messages are saying, too. Thanks so much for the call, Kashika. Have a wonderful holiday. Appreciate you taking the time during this busy week.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Hey, Melissa, thanks for holding.
Hi.
What advice do you have for Mixed Mom Aria?
Well, I'm probably going to be an unpopular caller, but I'm just the type of person who just is not very materialistic in any way. And yeah, the girl doesn't have to give the necklace back, but I just don't understand why she'd even want it if they're broken up and she should just give it back.
I get what you're saying. For someone like you, you're like, what does it matter? The relationship is done. You don't need to hang on to the necklace. And maybe that is where Mixed Mom Aria is going to lean towards, perhaps. I mean, the daughter seemed to be crushed, so it does mean something to her. But I appreciate you calling. Whether you say unpopular opinion or not, there's probably people listening that agree with you. And so you're representing that other side. Thanks for calling in, Melissa, and thanks for listening.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Hi, Packer fan Tiffany. Thanks for calling in. What advice do you have for Mixed Mom Aria, whose daughter went through a high school breakup, and now the boyfriend's mom, the ex-boyfriend's mom, is saying, hey, that necklace, can we get that back?
I would agree with Aria's mom. I don't think she should return it because that holds memories to the daughter. And I think that's kind of tacky of the boyfriend's mom to ask for it back because that was given as a gift when they were dating.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty tacky to ask for it back. He's the one that wanted to buy it for her.
Well, and each of these moms are trying to do what's best for their child. So it's like
right. Mom
versus mom here in a way. But it was a gift. The bottom line was it was a gift. When you give
a gift to
someone, you aren't expecting to get it back. That's where I'm going with the fact that that's what a gift is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Packer fan Tiffany. Hey, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving. And go Pack Go. Yep. They're playing Thursday night.
Woohoo!
All right, thanks so much.
Yep, bye.
All right, one more call on this. And I'm seeing a lot of your texts, and majority of your texts are saying, don't give the necklace back. Linda, really quickly, we're going to wrap up with you. What's your advice?
Yeah, I agree. Don't give it back. It was a gift. The only exception I would make is if they go to the same school and she feels he might cause trouble for her, to avoid that. Then I would think about giving it back. Otherwise, no, he bought it for her. It's a gift.
It's a gift. And that's what a lot of you are saying here on the text line. There is one message here from a 608 that says, not worth the trouble, not worth the drama. Give the necklace back. So we'll find out tomorrow, 8:20, when we touch base with Mixed Mom Aria of what's going to happen here with the necklace. Thanks for calling in. And Linda, if we don't chat with you, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.